welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another post from the unofficial station of the post-Obama nation on Radio Free America, your first choice for current news and interesting views about the rebirth of America after the end of the Barack Obama presidency, if indeed he ever legally takes the White House. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 25th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2010, and I'm glad you joined us. Today we begin a series of three podcasts in which we discuss a topic so important that the survival of your country, your livelihood, and the livelihood of your children depend entirely upon it. So let's get right down to business, shall we? Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you.
We all know that our country's journey toward equality is not
That's
finished
Michelle
yet.
Obama,
Barack
isn't it?
Has led by example.
Cut the music.
When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
His home country in Kenya?
We took a public HIV test for the very point of
she
showing
said his home country in Kenya
that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested. And we did it as a couple.
They were together in Kenya,
reminded us on that day that in his home country. We also know what the world should look like. And I'm here because I know I've lived with this man for 20 years.
She knows him well. And she knows his home country
trying to build
is Kenya.
Based on that struggle to narrow the gap.
Barack Obama may have been able to keep secrets from a lot of people for a long time.
When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
But I don't think he's been very good at keeping secrets from his own wife.
I know. I've lived with this man for 20 years. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya. I know. I've lived with this man for 20 years. His home country in Kenya. I know. I've lived with this man for 20 years. His home country in Kenya. His home country in Kenya. His home country in Kenya.
Roll the next tape.
This is some of the actual evidence that was submitted to the Supreme Court. At the end of the audio recording, you will very clearly be able to hear Sarah Obama in the background respond, "Obama Mombosa," when she was asked where Barack Obama was born.
The telephone interview conducted by Bishop McRae was conducted on loudspeaker, speakerphone. During the interview conversation, one of Ms. Obama's grandsons and myself acted as Swahili translators. Bishop McRae asked Ms. Obama specifically, "Were you present when your grandson Barack Obama was born in Kenya?" This was asked to her in translation twice, and both times she specifically replied, "Yes." Ms. Sarah Hussein Obama was very adamant that her grandson, Senator Barack Hussein Obama, was born in Kenya, and that she was present and witnessed his birth in Kenya, not the United States. Ms. Sarah Hussein Obama never changed her reply that she was indeed present when Senator Barack Obama was born in Kenya. A copy of the tape transcript is attached hereto, as Exhibit A.
That tinny sound is the telephone ringing.
Brother Tom, this is Brother McRae.
This is the actual phone call submitted in Supreme Court testimony.
You said you were there with Barack Obama's grandmother. Well, good. Is it possible to speak to her?
Yes, and she is ready.
Is it possible for you to put her on a speakerphone and translate for me?
Yes.
Okay.
He's speaking Swahili.
Ms. Obama. Mrs. Obama, my name is Bishop Ron McRae. I am the Bishop of the Anabaptist Churches of North America. Okay, thank you. Tell her I count it a great honor to speak to her since her son Barack Obama is running for President of the United States. Yes, sir. Ms. Obama, you can rest assured that I am praying for your grandson.
Yes, also listening to her.
Okay.
He says he has really come to prayer. He is glad to have a son.
And tell her that I will be coming there in December. I would like to come by and meet with her and pray with her. Amen. I am so thankful. Could I ask her about his actual birthplace? I would like to see his birthplace when I come to Kenya in December. Was she present when he was born in Kenya?
Mombasa. She said the hospital where Obama was born is in Mombasa, and that she was present there when it happened.
I left Kisumu City and traveled to Mombasa, Kenya. I interviewed personnel at the hospital in which Senator Obama was born in Kenya. I then had meetings with the provincial civil registrar. I learned there were records of Ann Dunham giving birth to Barack Hussein Obama Jr. in Mombasa, Kenya on August 4, 1961. I spoke directly with an official, the principal registrar, who openly confirmed the birthing records of Senator Barack H. Obama Jr. and his mother were present. However, the file on Barack H. Obama Jr. was classified and profiled. The official explained Barack Hussein Obama Jr. birth in Kenya is top secret. I was further instructed to go to the Attorney General's office and to the Minister in charge of immigration if I wanted further information.
Now evidently, acting upon this information which was submitted to the Supreme Court, some intrepid young men with a cell phone camera ventured to the registrar's office in Mombasa. What you're about to hear is part of their record. The video here shows them walking through the streets of Mombasa.
My name is Lucas Smith. I'm an American, born in Iowa, and I'm 29 years old. I was born on January 4th, 1980. This is the first certificate of Barack Obama II. Listen, I'm going to get a close-up of this. I'm going to try to get a close-up. As you can see, it's a child bearing the name Barack Hussein Obama II.
It appears in the video to be a certified copy.
The name of the attending doctor is James O.W. I'm not going to pronounce the last name, but you can see it. Here's the baby's footprint. And here's the seal from Coast Province General Hospital. I'm going to try to get a clear picture of that. Coast Province General Hospital, Mombasa, Kenya seal. Here's the supervisor of obstetrics, John Kwame, I think you pronounce it Odongo, but I might be wrong. Signature, date, signature of attending doctor, date, information about Barack Obama's father, mother, weight of child at birth, length, width, time, mother's name, maiden surname, Mombasa, British Protectorate of Kenya, certificate number. Here's the 2009 stamp from the Chief Administrator of Coast Province General Hospital. The email as well, telephone number as well, the date when this copy was certified. Again, it's the footprint of Barack Obama. I want to get this on the internet today, if possible. We will report again soon, and I want to thank everyone. Thank you.
Now, while the video resolution is low, and it is possible that this could have been a forged birth certificate, consider this. If, and I stress the word if the birth certificate shown in this video is a forgery, then it is a far, far better forgery than the obvious, proven, and confessed to forgery that Barack Obama himself allowed to be posted not only on the Daily KOS website, but also on his so-called factcheck.org website.
Well, here is another factual issue. A number of volunteers have called each and every hospital in Hawaii, and no one had any record of either Obama or his mother ever being hospitalized there. Why don't you follow up on this and put it in affidavit?
Did I hear that correctly?
And no one had any record of either Obama or his mother ever being hospitalized there. Volunteers have called each and every hospital in Hawaii, and no one had any record of either Obama or his mother ever being hospitalized there.
Now, I think at this point, anybody with any kind of intellectual honesty, anybody with any kind of honesty with themselves, would have to be asking, is it even possible that Barack Obama was born in Hawaii? Is that even possible?
I know. I've lived with this man for 20 years. His home country in Kenya. His home country in Kenya. His home country in Kenya.
Well, my fellow Americans, that's all we have time for today. So until next time, be of good cheer, love one another, and keep your powder dry. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to our RSS feed at postobamanation.blogspot.com, and don't forget to tell your friends. Post Obama Nation's bumper music is the Siam Blues, courtesy of Welcome and Brandon. The Post Obama Nation is not affiliated with the Obama Nation of Desolation or any other news broadcast.